We're doing Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, the fourth chapter, Mishnah Aleph. Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, B'Mikdash Hayu Tokein, so they blow shofar in the temple. And here the Rambam says it's not necessarily the temple, but all of Jerusalem is considered an extension of the temple. And this was a big question when we got back to Jerusalem, so about 30 years ago, there was, I think it was even before we won back the old city, there were those that said that maybe being that we're out here in Jerusalem, an extension of the old city, so when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, we should blow shofar, and there was a big machlokes in Yerushalayim, and there were big rabbis who said yes to blow. Today you see that their opinion wasn't accepted. But going back 50 years, or a little bit more than that, there was a biography written about Rabbi Eliezer David Rabinovitz Tumim, Eliyahu David Rabinovitz Tumim, the Aderet, Rav Kook's father-in-law. And in that biography, they write that even though he didn't want to join sides with those that said to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that fell out on Shabbos, he said, being that it's a biblical mitzvah to blow on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and it's a rabbinic decree not to, so he was a little bit worried. So he snuck behind the shul of one of the rabbis that held you should blow, and he himself listened in. That's what they write over there. That he didn't hold that you could go out against the rabbinic decree, but he wasn't 100% sure. So he himself wanted to be yotze. So that's a big name, that there.
You don't hold that.
You see, today we don't know. Haven't heard of anyone in the last 20 years that blows on Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos in the old city or anywhere. But the Rambam holds that this Mishnah that says Bamikdash, it's not only Bamikdash, but it's all of Yerushalayim. So then they'd blow on Shabbos, Avalo Bamdina, but the rabbis decreed that we don't blow shofar outside of Jerusalem. And this decree, it's called Gzera de Rava. Rava is the one that really explains the concept that our sages were worried that a person would carry the shofar in public domain. But when this decree was enacted is unclear. Some want to say that it was Moshe Rabbeinu that enacted this decree, that we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. It's a rabbinic decree. Rava is the one in the Gemara that explains it to us, but you see here it's in the Mishnah already. So Rava's a late Amora. We call it Rava, because in the Gemara, Rava's the one that always explains the concept. But you see, in the times of the Mishnah already, we had this decree. So if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, outside the temple, we do not blow shofar. Yeah? So in the temple, we don't have to worry so much. You have the temple there. People are very careful with performance of mitzvot next to the Beit HaMikdash. You have the Sanhedrin there. People are going to do things that are right. Now, we have to know that the blowing of shofar is really not a melacha. The Rabbanon said it's a chokhmah. It's a thing that takes special wisdom. They said, don't do it. But really, it's not a melacha, and that's why we're going to see certain leniencies about blowing shofar on Shabbos. If your kid, it's not klei negina exactly. If your child wants to pick up a shofar and starts blowing on Yom Tov, so we'll see, there's room to be lenient. I don't know if we'll get to that, but that's what the halacha says. Okay. Mi shecharav Beit HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, hitkin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was the great rabbi that led us at the generation of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. He was the small disciple of Hillel. But when Hillel was lying on his deathbed, he asked, is everyone here? So they said, yeah. So he said, what about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? They said, oh, he's the little one. He's not here. Hillel said, no, bring him here. He's the one I need. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, for whatever reason, ended up being the Nasi. And he led us during and after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, and he made many amazing institutions, one of which was Sheyu Tokin B'chol Makom Sheyesh Bo Beit Din, that we blow shofar any place that you have a Beis Din. So once you have three people that got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, so in front of Beis Din you can blow shofar, we're not worried that you'll make a mistake. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says Lo Etkin Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai La B'Yavne Bilvad. This institution was only where you had the great assembly in Yavne, where you had the Sanhedrin, but not any court. So there's a machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar. What was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's institution? Amrulo. So they said to him, Echad Yavne v'echad kol makom sheyesh bo beit din. They said, no. So the second you have a Beis Din of 23 that got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, so if you have a set Beis Din there, so you could blow shofar. So we have three opinions. Tana Kama says any court of three. Rabbi Elazar says only the high court in Yavne. And Amru Lo, those that responded, they said, no, the second you have a Beis Din of 23 that has permanence in that place. Mishnah Bit.
What about today?
Today we don't do this. This wasn't accepted.
Wait,
so that Bezrat Hashem, when we learn the Gemara, we'll discuss Lemaisa today. Ve'od zot, hayta Yerushalayim yitera al Yavneh. So in Yerushalayim, when Bezdin was sitting in the morning, when Bezdin was sitting in the Beit HaMikdash until noontime, so they'd blow throughout Yerushalayim. And in Yavneh, they wouldn't blow throughout Yavne. You wanted to hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah that fell on a Shabbos, you had to go up to the Beis Din to hear the shofar blown. So Yerushalayim was one up on Yavne, which we understand, right? The Od Zot, the Mishnah says, and I'll tell you something else. Hayta Yerushalayim yitra al Yavne, that Yerushalayim was one up on Yavne. So you notice I inserted, the Gemara says, Chesuri Mechstra, that sentence that I just said is an insertion that we add to the Mishnah. There's a point which Yerushalayim is one up on Yavne, and that is then Yerushalayim, for the first 6 hours of the day until noon, so long as the Beis Din had convened, we'd blow throughout Yerushalayim. And in Yavne, you had only in front of Beis Din would you blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Ve'od zot, and on that concept, which is not written overtly in the Mishnah, furthermore, Hayta Yerushalayim yitra al Yavne, Yerushalayim was one up on Yavne, shekol yir shirua v'shomat. Any city that could see Yerushalayim, and any city that is Shomat, that could hear the blowing from Yerushalayim, meaning, let's say you live on a mountain, so you could see Yerushalayim, but you can't hear the shofar from where you are, you can't hear what's going on in Yerushalayim, Vekova, and it's close enough that they could come to Yerushalayim, meaning they're within the Tchum, they're within 2,000 footsteps. And they could potentially come to Jerusalem. There's no river that's stopping them. There's nothing in their way. Chova is close enough that they could come. It's within Tchum Shabbat. So all those cities, Tokin, they would blow shofar on Shabbos if Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. And in Yavne, they'd only blow shofar in the Beis Din.
Clarification on this point?
Correct. There are three different conditions. Kova is close enough within 2,000 Amma. Yechola Lavo is that there's no natural boundary between the city and Jerusalem. There's no river or something else in the way. And that's Yechola Lavo. And then Shomat is that they could literally hear. They could hear the shofar blown from
Jerusalem.
So if
they had Jerusalem. One of those conditions?
All three. You had to have all these conditions. Okay. They had all these conditions, they'd blow. So what do we see today? We saw that when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, the rabbis instituted that you don't blow outside the Beit HaMikdash. There was a discussion about Yavne, whether specifically Yavne or any place that you have a Beis Din. What was Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's institution after the destruction of the temple? He made an institution that we do blow on Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos either in Yavne or where the high court sits, where there's a permanent court of 23, or anywhere that there are three that have smicha from Israel. And then we saw the halacha, then Yerushalayim, they would read all morning, they would blow shofar throughout the city, not in Yavne, in Yavne only in front of the courts. And furthermore, in Yerushalayim, cities that were close, that could see Jerusalem, that could hear Jerusalem, that were within 2,000 Amma, and that had no natural impediment, that could really come to Jerusalem on Shabbos, they would blow shofar in the first 6 hours of the morning. Whereas in Yavne, they'd only blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. They'd only blow shofar before the courts themselves.